my beautiful people, and welcome to the You in Progress podcast. This is your host, Gabriella, and I am the luckiest to have you with me today. This podcast has been designed with a mix of experiences, ideas, and just overall nuggets of gold gathered along my journey and the journey of our guests. So what I love about the discussions is, guess what? It's in progress. It's you in progress. So settle in, grab your coffee, workout sneakers, duffel bag of money, whatever you're trying to do, and let's get into it. Hey guys, and welcome back to another beautiful episode of the You in Progress podcast with your girl Gabriella. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're at episode 28 up in this house. I'm always like super impressed as the numbers go up. It's going to be the podcast's 1 year anniversary pretty soon, which I'm super stoked for. Also, we share birthday, me and the podcast, December 13th. We're both Sagittariuses. It's so crazy. But yeah, that's the day that the podcast aired. And it's such, I think for me, as especially the new year is coming and we're kind of, you know, thinking about things that we may want to explore in the upcoming year, and even reflecting on like the beauty and the changes or the insights or whatever it is that 2023 was for you. I know that there was like a New Year's episode that me and Michelle had done. And I really do need to re-listen to that because I feel like the Gabriella then was beautiful and like she's super cool. But like, damn, like there was so much that she learned this year. And so I really do need to take a listen to that and just and to see what I was talking about a year ago. But yeah, and every time I get to press record on this mic, I'm just in such awe. And I always say in the beginning of every episode, and I mean it, like, thank you so much for the support. It's been so heart-filling. I've been really excited because I've really been very intentional recently about growing the podcast, and I feel in my heart it's something that needs my energy at the moment. And in that, it's flourished so beautifully, but the people that I'm really getting connected with, they're like, I look at the followers list and it's like a yoga nurse and like a holistic practitioner and a therapist and, you know, an equine spiritual therapist and like the best of the best of the best. Like, you guys are like amazing. It's a teacher, it's a secretary, it's a nurse, like what, like, but it's people that are living beautiful lives. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter anything. There's such a connectivity. And y'all are like, y'all are the best looking crowd out there. So kudos to you. Kudos to you. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you. I look at the podcast and like the Spotify podcast analytics, and it's like, it just keeps growing and growing, which is super beautiful. If you listen on podcasts, definitely hit follow and it'll update you on any updates, new episodes, anything like that. But it's, yeah. And you can even rate it too, guys. You can rate it. So, you know, it's just been super beautiful. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And let's get into today's episode. Let's get into it. So I base like the episodes on, like, again, I have this like little like sketch notebook, e-notebook, whatever it is, those like tablets, and they're just made for like notes and things like that. And I have this whole storyboard of when I went solo for season two, what I wanted it to look like, and like, which is beautiful. Like, I really was super excited, and I'm always excited, but like, it didn't really work that linear. And like, honestly, like, Gabrielle, you played yourself, because like, I don't even work that linear. So I really just go by what I'm feeling, what's been like the greatest lessons recently, the greatest like messages that like I've really sat into, and then go from that, because like, I can't really talk about something like that, honestly, I haven't experienced that much, or even recently. Like, I can't talk about something I experienced like last May. Like, I don't even know what I'd be talking about. So, you know, it's really, anyways. So this episode, I wanted to talk about going inward, because I think as I'm like thinking about and sitting with and reflecting on the past year, and also like reflecting on the past few weeks for me, it's been a lot of going inward. And we talk about that on this podcast a lot. And I don't think it's like just a me thing. I think that, you know, especially if you are, you have like another podcast you listen to, or maybe some Instagram accounts that you follow that are about like spirituality and like psychology and like those beautiful things, like it's all about going inward, meeting yourself, you know, where you're at, and really diving from there. So I want us to think, as we kind of start every episode, I want us to think, what does inward mean to you? And how do you see yourself? How do you feel yourself going inward? And I'm not talking about like being an introvert. I'm talking about like when there's a situation that's super uncomfortable for you, how do you solve that within? And it's okay if you're like, Gabriella, girl, I ain't going inward. I ain't doing that. That's not what I'm doing right now. And that's okay. This isn't a trick question. This isn't a judgmental situation. This is just, I want you to kind of take note of like the topic as we're getting into it. And sometimes we can find ourselves going outward a lot. And what I mean by outward for me is like validating our discomfort, right? So let's say something happens and it upsets us, or it makes us feel uncomfortable, or, you know, we see someone doing something, so we're kind of shady or we're a hater to them, right? Or like it kind of elicits a reaction from us. Or there's a situation and you blame your job or your partner or, you know, the taxi driver or the mailman or your children or whatever it is, right? So someone else takes the blame for something that has kind of inconvenienced you or made you feel uncomfy. An unmet need for love, right? So we may go and try to date a lot, right? We all know someone who's like perpetually not single. And I'm not talking about they've been in a long-term relationship. I'm talking about the person who can't go like a week without having a boyfriend or girlfriend or partner, right? Or reaching out to people so we can feel loved. And, you know, soothing for something that we really sometimes don't want to take accountability for, that we played a part in. And so sometimes that means like we enable our habits, we make excuses for ourselves. We do a lot of things to make our discomfort, our inconvenience, whatever it is, feel better. So that's going outwards. And so we have kind of what we think about what inwards means to us. And then we have kind of a long laundry list of like outward things. And sometimes when we feel really uncomfortable, like we bypass the present, like we skip over what's happening right now, right? So let's say some feelings of anxiety are coming up, right? The kids are asleep in bed, or you're alone, or maybe you had a conversation or a discussion with someone that was really uncomfortable, or maybe an interaction with somebody made you feel uncomfy. Like, what's the next thing we sometimes do? Like, we might reach out to a friend. We might go online. We might just go on Netflix and be like, you know what? Let me get a couple glasses of wine. Let me watch some Netflix right now. And we find ourselves like bypassing the present moment, like trying to be in another world or trying to not sit with what we're feeling. And yeah, it's like a Band-Aid. Sometimes it makes you feel a little better. Sometimes it calms a little bit of your nervous system down. But it really doesn't resolve anything. It doesn't allow you to feel what you're feeling. It doesn't even give you the grace of solving, of giving, like, maybe your ego and conscious mind are like, yeah, yeah, we're not trying to do this, but like your unconscious and like your body are still like, what the fuck just happened? Like, we were just having a little anxiety attack and now we're watching The Crown on Netflix. So that's kind of a bit of like the picture I want us to paint, and like how we see ourselves in our day-to-day life. So there's no real, it's not like really about like what actually happened, but really how we feel in that and what we don't do in that moment. So as I kind of like relate to what I'm saying, I've been sitting with that energy like really purposefully for the better part of the year, but really, 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 really in the past like month, just like sitting with my discomfort. I'm the type of person that if I'm not comfortable, I like bypass, like, or I don't really sit and peel the onion. I don't want to feel, I love feeling great and I love feeling euphoric and I love feeling extremely excited and I love feeling life. But when I experience something that does not feel that hype and that love of life, I don't like that. And if I feel like unwanted or sad or my, you know, an unmet need, let's say love, like I'll reach out to someone, I'll reach out to a guy, I'll reach out to a friend, I'll reach out to whatever it is. And in that, I found that the intention or like the energy around why I'm doing it is like super disingenuine. Like super disingenuine. And this is just, again, this is just an example. But it's embarrassing as like I'm unpeeling this like onion that's like seems to be the size of Texas. I'm like, damn, girl, how many layers you got? What kind of blooming onion is this? It's a reference to this fair food that you can get when you go to a fair in the Northeast or in the South or really anywhere in the United States. A blooming onion. Google it. But it's just, there's just so many layers. So many layers. But as I've been sitting with what my truest energy is behind my actions, like when I'm super uncomfortable and like would, you know, try to make something right or try to, like I try to do something so I don't feel that way. And instead of just not doing anything at all and having that be the move, someone told me once, hey, Gabriella, not doing anything is actually a move as well. Like, not making a move is the move. And so I didn't make a move. And so much came up in me. I became angry and I became like, it's like the cycle of grief, like denial, anger, acceptance is at the end. You know, the whole cycle. I can't remember it right now. But that's how I felt. And it was really uncomfortable. But then as I started really digging and sitting with the feeling and having insight and sitting, you know, I realized, hey, okay, Gabriella, you're doing something for an unmet need. What's your actual intention? If you were, or why you did XYZ, or if you were to make a move, like what would be the actual energy behind it? We start to really unpack. We start to unpack our shit. And I truly believe, I don't think you need a psychotherapist all the time to like unpack. Like, we know ourselves. You know yourself. You do. You think you might not, or you think you might be, you know, confused at times, but you do know yourself. And I think that sometimes that's why our resistance is so strong when someone says, like, go inward. Like, sit with what's deep. Because it really feels dark in that space. Because guess who we're scared of? Like, guess who? Guess who you're scared? Oh, it's you. It's what you know is underneath there that you've packed away and just hope you never had to deal with it again. Whether it's issues with our parents, spouse issues, things that you innately know is not for you. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's a partner. Maybe it's a lifestyle you chose. Maybe it's where you live. Maybe it's what you do. Like, I don't know. But something that you know that is just not for you. Maybe it's how you handle things. Maybe it's the way you process something. Maybe it's some friends that you have that you know just aren't serving you anymore, but you're too scared not to have a friend. And those thoughts of making those changes, they seem like you're jumping off a cliff with there's no water or down, you know, blankets or trampoline waiting for you at the bottom. Like, you don't know what's waiting for you at the bottom. You don't know how far that jump is. And it can seem a little dark. And in this, and like going inwards within myself and anything that I'm doing, if it's what I want to do next professionally, or if it's what I, you know, want to find in a soulmate, you know, my partner, or like what is it? But it's not something that you're going to find outward. It's not something I'm going to find outward. So remember, guys, that I know it's dark, but the light's not at the end of the tunnel in that. The light's within you. It's like a lantern that like has a lot of shit on it and you have to just clean it. And that shit is just years, guys, years of life, years of maybe a little bit of misalignment. You know, it's like your windshield when you're driving in the highway. And let's say you never clean your windshield and you go on a 5-hour trip. And then you look at your windshield, you're like, how did I see through that? It's all mosquitoes and like bird poop. Right? But at times we have to wash our windshield. And I've really found, as I've gone inwards more and more and more within myself, that, yeah, sometimes like it's like I'm seeing myself through different lenses and I keep asking the same question, why? And I recommend you too, do that too. Okay, like why am I doing this? You know, write something down, think about it, whatever you want to do, talk to yourself. Why am I doing this? All right. And then after you get that answer, why? And then after you get that answer, like you're a toddler, why? Until there's a final why and you're like, what the fuck? And at first, like, it is a little scary and embarrassing and sobering. And like your ego is going to fight you and be like, yo, like, shut the fuck up. Why are you asking so many questions? Why? Who? What are you, an owl? No, your ego is going to be really messed up to you. It's ingrained to protect you. It's ingrained, you know, it's helped co-create some of our survival methods that we've used in our life to get by emotionally, with our nervous system, physically, whatever, financially. It's created a lot to try to protect you the best way it knows how. So it's going to fight you. But keep asking those whys. Because there's going to be a point that your perspective's going to change and it's going to be in a lens of like compassion for yourself. Like it's not going to be in judgment. It's not going to be in like sorrow or pity or like victimhood. No. It's going to be in this like strong compassion that whatever happens after you've discovered or after you've dove in deep, you're going to be fine. You're going to be more than fine. You're going to be free. It's another F word. Ain't fine, baby. It's free. You're going to have a new lease on life, a new lease on yourself. But it all starts inside, guys. It ain't out there. It ain't in, you know, the friends or the job or the kids or the... I know that sounds strange, but I really know that it's not in there, guys. It's within you. You know, life will, when you are calling in or like really making changes in your life, like pieces of you are gonna die. And it's not that like this like gruesome death or whatever, but like, let's say you want more love in your life. Anything that's not love is gonna die. Let's say you want more abundance in your life. Anything that's limiting is gonna die. Because you can't renovate your house when your foundations is falling apart and your roof has huge holes. Like, it doesn't make sense. Whatever you do to renovate is going to fall down to the ground or the rain's going to come through and mess it all up. So, like, that, you know, it's not a eat, get your cake and eat it too type of situation. It's like, you want to have cake? Okay, we're going to have some dank cake. But, like, this is how we're going to make it. And it takes us just having faith in ourselves, in the process, in life. If you trust life, we trust it at every step. Even the steps were like, yo, bitch, where am I even stepping into? Or is this quicksand? Like, you trust it at every step. And it's not a natural born thing. Y'all have to just practice at that. Speaking out of my own self here. But you got this. You got this. And as you do, you're going to see you have your resources, your supporters, your tools. But at the end of the day, this is a journey that you got to take alone. You got to take within in devotion to yourself. And it's not a back on track, like you're getting back on track. Baby, you are creating a whole new track. Actually, fuck the track. You are just building a jet to fly your ass wherever it needs to go seamlessly and comfortably. But again, life will only meet you where you've met yourself. So I really encourage you to meet yourself. Love all the deepest parts within you that you don't even know are there. Because under all of our soot that's on our light, and under all the layers of repression that life has pressured us with, under, and that we pressure ourselves under too, is this whole identity that I know for myself, I dipped into a little, and now I'm like, eesh, I saw it. I can't go back. I can't, like, I couldn't. And if that means having blind faith in that things are going to work out even better than what I could even imagine at this point, then that's what it is. Because once you taste your true essence, baby, you ain't going back. You're not doing it. I promise you. You're not doing it. So go inward. And I cannot wait to hear how beautiful you find yourself and that you meet yourself. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me today. I enjoyed this episode. I know I took you through a little roller coaster, but I really think that this is an important message. I think that this is the bread and butter of a lot of the basics of getting to know yourself and sparking change within yourself and knowing that something has to change because it's not sustainable, not knowing where to start, but just like going for it. It's really tough because sometimes that's half the battle of like, yo, like I don't even know where to start. And my ass, like, I should read more and things like that. And I am actually, but like a lot of it, I'm going in intuition and like where life guides me. But like sometimes I don't know where to start. And some of like the thing, I know that I have the idea or I have the feeling, the instinct that I need to delve into something or something's not right because it just doesn't feel right. But like, I don't even know what's not right. And I don't even know where to start. And like, that's normal. I think most people are just like poking in the dark sometimes and just pretending that they know, but they don't. Most of us don't know, but we're trying. So I hope you enjoyed the episode, guys. Definitely DM, leave me a comment, subscribe, share with a friend that you feel could even appreciate this episode too. And guess what? I'll talk to you later. Bye. Oh my goodness. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. You are everything. Do me a favor and like this episode, even leave us a comment. You can even check us out at the You in Progress podcast on all social media platforms. And remember, you got this. Until next time.